The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent here for another edition of the Tech Takeover. And we're going to start with Meta.
Yeah.
So we've been talking a little bit about this. I guess he was in the headlines initially for abandoning his fact-checking, third-party fact-checking, and was going to a community notes thing. We chatted about that last week. He has been in the news again since we last spoke. A couple of different things. So tell us about the low performers he's going to get rid of.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. A memo sent out by Zuckerberg to Meta staff basically said that they're going to have an intense year ahead at the company. And they have decided that rather than phasing out low performers over the period of a year, they are going to do a mass exodus of low performers on February 10th. So they're expecting, there's been no indication of a figure as to how many people will be let go. But in a memo, it was quite a lengthy memo, as his memos tend to be. He outlined his vision. He said they're at the forefront of the new era of wearables, with glasses going to be the next iteration of computing. They're going to be the future of social media. And if you have been deemed by your manager to not be a key part or not performing at 100%, then out the door you go.
So that is what he's going to do. He's going to get rid of the slowest moving bison in the herd.
Yeah. Now, this is something that we've heard a little bit about. Like companies like Netflix, for example, have what's called the keeper test. And they assign a number of criteria to managers and they get them to basically decide, you know, is this employee someone that we would fight for? Is it someone that we want to keep? If the answer is no to a few different questions, then they show you the door. And to me, like, you know me, I'm a big tech fan. I'm a tech fan before I'm a tech correspondent. And I've been so disappointed by the central figures in the world of tech over the last
little while. Tech bros, you mean?
The tech bros need to get in the trash, as the Americans would say. I just think it's really poor behavior. When Elon Musk bought Twitter before he turned it into X, he sent out a memo to the staff, basically saying we have high expectations. This is the way it's going to be. If you're not going to live and breathe the company and you don't reply to this email saying you're going to live and breathe the company, we're going to take that as your resignation. It's this culture that I thought we had swung away from in the world of technology in the last number of years. And we also saw that Meta has made changes to its diversity and inclusion policies as well. So they're scrapping a whole host of them rather than going out of their way to try and hire from underrepresented communities and ensuring that, you know, there are different voices and different walks of life around the table. They're now scrapping that. They're, in fact, changing some job titles. They're also going to put more of a focus on equality and accessibility in the workplace rather than diversity and inclusion. And I just think at a time when technology is continuing to ramp up its importance, there are scary conversations going on around big technology. There's scary things going on politically and geopolitically around the world. And I just feel flabbergasted and utterly let down once again by these tech bros. They've shown their true colours.
They have, certainly have. I mean, I said it to you before, Jess. I mean, when someone shows you who they are, you should believe them. And when Elon Musk, when he, just as bad, Mark Zuckerberg sent that video around on July 4th of him surfing that weird thing, waving the American flag, we should have believed him.
That's all we needed
tech
to know.
Tech bros. Anyway, so that is too long, didn't read. That's what's happening at Meta. I guess, look, some of the issue he's going to face is that it's easy for him to announce this. Facebook has a presence in lots of different countries where the employment law differs from one jurisdiction to another, including here. I mean, you can't just get rid of people because you decide they're kind of a low performer unless they're kind of in quite obvious breach of contract. So he'll have to deal with all of that. And it'll be interesting to see how he deals with it. And Elon Musk wasn't able to deal with some of it. There were payouts made to people he got rid of. What is your tech tip this week?
Okay, so we are now, it's the 15th of January. A lot of people might have fallen off the New Year resolution bandwagon already, but I have found ways to keep myself motivated. And as always, when it comes to me, I've gamified it.
Okay.
There are apps. So one of my things is Dry January. There is an app and it's completely free and it exists all year round, but it's called Try Dry. So T-R-Y-D-R-Y. And it's an app. And when you download the app completely free onto your phone, it'll ask you to do a quiz. Now, it's worth being completely honest with. It'll ask you how many drinks you have and all that kind of stuff. How frequently do you drink? But every day you check in whether you've had a drink or you've stayed dry, or you've had a drink as planned. And it's to try and just motivate you to go along. And what I find really motivating is every day when you click, well, that I've clicked that I haven't had a drink, not only will it tell me the amount of units of alcohol I have saved, but also the money I've saved as well, which I think is a big motivator, because rather than having that, you know, cheeky glass of wine because it's a Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day of the week it is, it'll just keep you on the straight and narrow. So Try Dry is one, completely free, and I think it's very, very handy to have. And my second totally free motivational tool for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much every smartphone on the market will count your steps as you're walking around. So rather than going out and spending a few hundred quid on a wearable just because it's January, set your step counter, your pedometer, and have it on the front screen of your phone. So whether that is as a widget on your home screen or on your lock screen, and try and aim to hit 10,000 steps a day. Just have that little metric there. Little bit of movement makes a big difference. But again, I just think having that number on your phone every time you look at it, I have it on mine now, and I purposely go for a walk every day to try and hit my 10K, and I've hit 9,637 so far.
I have faith in you today, Jess.
I'll get there.
Absolute faith.
There.
What's your tech rec?
This is another productivity one, tomatotimer.com. I've been reading a lot of productivity books because that's just how fun I am as a person. But the Pomodoro technique, so doing tasks in 15 or 25 minute intervals is best for your brain. If you're sitting there staring at an email that you need to draft or write, or a document that you've been trying to read, do it in 15 or 25 minute bursts. Get up, go to the water cooler, get a glass of water, get a glass of coffee, whatever it is that you need to do. But get up and get away from the task. But tomatotimer.com, super, super simple concept. It's a website. You go on, you set the timer. When the notification pops up that it's time to get up and move, simply get up and move. It's better for your brain and indeed your body.
Tomatotimer.com is the name of Jess's tech rec this week. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.